Network. Gentlemen, Catherine Albrecht is going to be joining us. She's an expert on the Big Brother takeover of society. I want to cover the waterfront with her joining us. And then we've got Mike Adams coming up, David Icke, George Norrie, Tex Mars, Alfred Adask. I mean, the list just goes on and on with this 27-hour marathon worldwide transmission. The websites are prisonplanet.tv and infowars.com. Finishing up with Webster. Webster, yes, I understand the tax on Wall Street, but see, that's a general thing. When I go down to these Wall Street events, they tell me, get your Ron Paul signs out of here. This is freedom, and we love George Soros, and we're going to tax anybody making $100,000 or more. I understand some of the groups are saying a speculation tax.
Those guys are on the Soros payroll. Look, I would suggest people to do three things. Let's highlight one. Election next week, right? Election day next Tuesday. City of Philadelphia, County of Philadelphia, Sheriff Sherry Hunkala running for Sheriff of Philadelphia. What's the problem she sees? Bank of America steals people's homes. They have robo judges, robo cops, robo signers, robo sheriffs. They come and steal your home. Maybe you have no mortgage. Maybe you missed one payment. They're there to steal it, right? Private property at risk from the attacks of Bank of America. So Sherry Hunkel is running for Sheriff of Philadelphia. Her platform is no foreclosures, no evictions.
No, I love it. That's solutions. When banks break the law, grand juries should indict them and they should go to prison.
Right.
And they should have the tens of trillions they've stolen clawed back and paid back into the Treasury. I totally agree with you. That's a real solution. Arrest the bankers.
All right, but this is also don't carry out their orders to steal people's homes and throw American families out on the streets. This is a lady who has been homeless herself. She's a long-term activist. So I urge people to support Sherry Hunkala for Sheriff of Philadelphia. She needs money. She needs volunteers.
I'm saying that general idea, Webster, of getting good sheriffs in. Sheriff Mack has, of course, pioneered that idea. That's a great idea.
Okay, and number two, if you're in Ohio, vote against Kasich. Kasich wants to bust all the unions. If you bust all the unions, for God's sake, then there are no mass organizations that can resist totalitarian government. What kind of a logic is it that says smash the unions and then everything will be hunky-dory? Those are the only things that come even close to being mass organizations that could call a general strike to stop a war, to stop a fascist coup, or God knows what. And the third thing, if you're a Democrat in particular or independent, you're interested in the Obama question, right? If you want to register your opposition to Obama, that he should be dumped as a failure and a Wall Street puppet, primaryobamanow.com, primaryobamanow.com. So there, I think between those, among those three things, just about there's something for everybody that they can do, right? Because the big thing is action. And again, if you don't like the fact that Soros' facilitators are dominating the Occupy where you are, get out there with the program. Wall Street sales tax, stop foreclosures, student loan amnesty, cancel it all, no cuts, no to the 12 tyrants, and seize the Federal Reserve. Let's start laying a glove on the Federal Reserve. Nationalize them. Make them cough up $1 trillion of 0% 100-year credit. We can rebuild the United States with successive blocks of those trillions. We need to create 30 million new productive jobs at union wages. And we're sick of austerity because the austerity goes to the bankers, right? We don't want genocide against the American people. The budget will never be balanced with those methods, right? The champion of our austerity is Papandreou. The more he cuts, the bigger the deficit gets. How many people do we have to kill before that becomes obvious, right? Schwarzenegger, the same story. And remember, today is the day called by the National Nurses United and other groups. Get out there and fight for the Wall Street sales tax, whatever you want to call it. The main thing is it goes to the U.S. Treasury and it goes to the states so that the states can maintain vital services. We don't need to have cops, teachers, healthcare workers, first responders fired simply because Koch and Soros want their bailouts.
All right, Webster, thanks for spending time with us. Ladies and gentlemen, Catherine Albrecht.
Best of luck, Alex.
Thank you, Webster. Thank you so much. We'll be right back. Stay with us. InfoWars.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There is a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are now into the fourth hour of this 27-hour transmission. I am your guest host, I guess, for this hour, Alex Jones, because coming up later in the middle of the night, we're going to have Aaron Dykes as a guest host. We're going to have Paul Watson as a guest host as well. But guest hosting with us this hour is Catherine Albrecht, Dr. Catherine Albrecht. Our website's CatherineAlbrecht.com. She's a popular commentator and, of course, radio personality here on Genesis. She's authored and co-authored 6 books and films. And, of course, she's also a Harvard graduate studying all of this garbage. She's helped really expose the whole RFID system, the police state control grid. My only problem today is really getting into the full magnitude of just open flaunting of classical Big Brother corruption and tyranny in this country. It really is staggering to behold it. All over the nation, I've known for 13 years, they've put up streetlights that have cameras and microphones hidden in them. For 17 years, they've listened to all the cell phones in real time and tracked everywhere you go. For 40 years, it'll be 40 years next year, worldwide in industrialized nations. They've taken blood at birth and put it in the secret UN database. We, of course, broke that 16 years ago with the documents. Now it's news, the last three. RFID, tracker chips, smart dust, Google watching people over microphones and cameras on phones, schools watching children, telescreens everywhere saying spy on your neighbors, only trust the government. It's like waking up in a nightmare science fiction movie is the way I've described it. And now they've gone from denying they were spying on us without warrants to just saying this is the way it is. And Catherine Albrecht has a great way, you know, with words to really break down how you're not just going to Google and getting something from them. They're finding out who you are, what you're doing. They're creating algorithms on you. They're integrating it with larger systems to literally be able to predict the future. All of that is going on. And that's why the elite are on such power trips. They admit now they see it as a type of crystal ball system to control the population. I also saw a report yesterday. Richard Reeves brought it to me. I was going to cover it on the nightly news, and then it disappeared out of my stack. But he had reports that they're actually talking about pulling the smart meters in California because they use wireless cell phone technology type systems because of the health effects. California's been forced, along with a lot of Europe, to admit that they're causing problems, and cell phones are linked to cancer. Also, we'll get into just a lot of other technological developments that have taken place. And towards the end of the hour, we'll open the phones up. We're going to have some sections over the next 24 hours we've got left in the 27-hour transmission where we are going to just have nothing but phones that are open. But going to Catherine Albrecht, she's also fighting and praise God, hopefully winning a fight against breast cancer right now. So she might give us an update on that today as well. Catherine, good to have you here with us today.
Well, hey, Alex, it's terrific to be on with you. I can't believe you're doing 27 hours. I think it's fantastic. You could probably do 100 hours and keep going. You're like the Energizer Bunny out there, and I love it because there's just so much we got to be covering. You know, I'm out here in New Hampshire where we got hit by this October, what they're calling the Great Halloween Power Outage, this big storm we got. I'm on day six of no power. And the reason I bring that up, I'm actually broadcasting not out of my studio. I had to actually find somebody with power and get an opportunity to get online and connect to you this way. But there's a couple of things about this power outage I want to bring to people's attention, that when the powers that be choose to shut off our power, and I'm not implying that's what happened up here because we got downed trees across our power lines, but if someone at some point says, hey, you know what, we're going to turn off your internet, we're going to turn off your power, we are going to be helpless. It is amazing to me watching what happened when we had about two-thirds of the state of New Hampshire and virtually all of New England without power, how everybody goes crazy. And, you know, even those generators, people say, oh, you get prepared to get a generator. The lines at our gas stations are stretching a half a mile. People were saying it was taking 45 minutes to an hour just to get gasoline because everybody's got to refill. I mean, those generators are taking 10, 15 gallons of gas a day. And if they shut that off, people are going to be in the dark. They're going to be cold. And let me tell you, more importantly, they're not going to have access to the internet. And that's been the hardest part for me. I've got kerosene, I've got heat, I've got water, I got all the stuff I need, but boy, I'll tell you, when you are out of communication range and you cannot use that internet, it is mind-blowing what they can do. And then you take a look at the smart meters. You mentioned that at the opening of the show, which is such an important topic, because the smart meters are about more than just making it easier for the power company to read your electric meter and send you a bill. The smart meters have an incredible amount of power to selectively shut off appliances in your home, to communicate with and have your appliances communicate back with the power company and say, hey, she ate three pieces of toast today instead of one. What's going on? Does she have a visitor over? I mean, that level of invasiveness. And now we just had a news story come out telling us that the smart meter can even determine what show you're watching on TV or what DVD, that they actually monitor the amount of power that goes through your television to make light and dark images. And on the basis of that, they could run an algorithm and say exactly what TV show or movie you're watching. Unbelievable, and that's all coming. So, you know, when the power goes out, you start really thinking about that grid.
Well, first they came out with smart meters 5-6 years ago and said, don't worry, we won't control your thermostat. Now they admit they're going to be doing it. And then they're also coming out with, as you know, data transmission down power lines. They're now building circuits in different appliances where that data transmission over power line couples in and spies on what you're doing. They're coming out, and government buildings are testing it, of course, a flicker rate with fluorescent light bulbs that communicates with your computer. That's Associated Press. But let's get into the free speech issues first. Now we've seen David Cameron come out and say we're going to have to restrict free speech. We've seen the bill introduced, even CNET News, as you know, on Monday admitted. They have members of Congress saying this new piracy bill is the end of the Internet. No judge, no jury. They just shut down your website. ICANN saying they'll do it. We have Google now in his transparency report admitting the feds are telling him take stuff down, quote, critical of government. Police are telling him to take stuff down. Now when I upload a video, even if it has 30 seconds of a newscast that I'm analyzing under law, fair use, everything, it's commentary. Companies are registering even their commercials and things, and it automatically flags it and won't let us post it. I mean, that's the kind of smart systems they've got to surveil AI, everything we're doing. An example is police are saying they're going to get the system that's built, that's being built into the new iPhones, where they just broadcast a feed or a certain type of light to where they take control of your smartphones, where you can't videotape them. That's what the globalists are doing. They're engineering into all the tech through global conventions the systems that surveil, control us, and then we pay for it when we purchase the product. I mean, it's so diabolical.
Yeah, they built it in. And you know what I always clarify, Alex, because as a privacy advocate, somebody who really works on those privacy issues, I always make it clear to people, listen, privacy is not an end. It's a means. You know, privacy or taking your privacy away is a means of achieving something else. And in the case of us, the citizens, what your privacy does is it gives you independence. It gives you anonymity. It gives you freedom of action. It gives you freedom. And so, you know, when people say, well, why do you really care who knows, blah, blah, blah? I say that, you know, I personally care. But even if you don't care, that's not the point. Privacy is a form of power. It is a means to an end. And if someone takes away your privacy, the next thing they will take away is your freedom. And I'll give you an example. Why is it people are so up in arms about gun registration? The reason people get upset about gun registration is they know that once the government knows who has the guns, then when the time comes, they'll go knocking on those people's doors take the guns.
Exactly. Let me stop you. They'll come take them. And that's happened in every country where this has happened, from Nazi Germany to Australia. Exactly. Privacy is really your safety, and governments that want your privacy are always building intelligence on you. It doesn't matter you did nothing wrong. Maybe they want your farm. Maybe they want your wife. Maybe they want to kill you and take your kids and press them into the Roman army. You know, the point is that it's not that we want our privacy because we're bad. It's because historically the bad guys want the intelligence on you.
Boy, that's beautifully said. And in the same way that you want to hang on to your privacy so you can hang on to your independence and your belongings and your freedoms, they want to take it away for the same reason. The reason people want to know everything you buy is not because they want to know everything you buy. It's because at some point in the future, they're going to want to be able to do exactly what Hitler did during World War II or in leading up to it, which is to say certain people just don't qualify to buy food. You know, they said the Jews are not allowed to buy bread and milk and eggs. Yeah, you can go buy other stuff, but, you know, the basic foodstuffs, if you're Jewish, you couldn't buy them.
Well, it's currency controls. It's always an internal control system. Now the TSA's asking about a few silver coins. But if you expand into that, now they've passed a law where secondhand shops can't take cash in Louisiana. It's about tracking everything and taxing it to destroy. See, the colonies were being destroyed by the taxes because in England, the manufacturers wanted them shut down. The power to tax is the power to destroy. People say, well, who cares if the government knows everything I'm doing? The point is, they want to destroy you. They want to shut you down. This is scorched earth. Catherine, stay there. Incredible. I want you to continue along that point about why this is so important, dealing with the currency controls. I'm calling it currency controls. What's the term called where they start tracking all the money and transactions in a country always during inflationary periods? It'll pop in my head in a moment.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We'll be right back. bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing.
You know, with your Big Brother questions,
they did a bad, bad thing.
You're welcome to call in to the broadcast at 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Then, when we start the next hour, it's going to be open phones. We'll go to our phone system here in-house. Is this going to be commercial-free? And four breaks, I'll play little special reports by Darren McBreen. We've got some other things lined up so I can take breaks from time to time. And we do have David Icke, George Norrie coming up, Mike Adams, Tex Mars, and so many others, Gerald Celente, you name it, Fritz Springmeier, Jim Mars, Chapman, Alan Watt. The list goes on and on. And we're going to premiere some videos, special interviews here as well coming up. It is the 2011 Money Bomb. In fact, I should have brought up to Tarpley. He's been down here. He's seen it. Our full studios and what we've built in the last 4 years with your support with the last three Money Bombs. And we've got a lot of donations coming in. People are calling to donate at 888-253-3139. I'd like to thank you for your donation and your continued support of InfoWars and what we're doing here. We're all in this together. 888-253-3139. And, of course, you can also go donate at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or just InfoWars.com. You can find it right there. And you can also spread the link to the 27-hour broadcast of the video feed. That's up at InfoWars.com. So please help spread the word about that as well. Now, Catherine, you just went to the heart of this. They're setting up capital controls inside the country. They're making it hard to get your money outside the country. They're tracking everything we do. There's a reason we had privacy. There's a reason we had a Fourth Amendment, and now it's basically completely gone. I mean, the stuff that we were worried about 10 years ago, it's already surpassed that. And you were bringing up this fact that, again, it's not us that has something to hide. Look at how secretive government is. As it more and more wants to know everything we're doing, and it's caught framing us as well, that's another issue of privacy. Now they want to be completely secret. Please continue.
Yeah, well, that's for darn sure, isn't it? And, you know, this E-Parasites Act that you were talking about, this act that basically says you can shut down a website if there's something on it that somebody says is copyrighted. You know, I was thinking you can go on my website, KatherineAlbrecht.com or SpyChips.com or even NoCards.org, my ancient website where we were fighting shopper cards. And on those websites, it occurred to me, under this new E-Parasites bill, if it passes, you can have a picture of me in a protest, right, with a big stop RFID sign standing under a Walmart sign in the snow. I did that in Amherst, New Hampshire. I've done that in Texas, in Dallas. I've done it all over the country. But you could take that picture and make the argument that because I've got Walmart's logo up there in the photo, even though I took a picture on a street corner with you standing under their sign, that I'm violating their copyright. Now, where this gets interesting is because, of course, this bill says if you violate copyright, then we can basically shut your website down. Now, there's a couple catches here, though. You can't shut down a website that's based in another country. So the first thing I would do, or if they did that to InfoWars.com, first thing I would do, of course, is I would say, well, let me get an offshore ISP or an offshore hosting service and pump
the problem is they're doing
over there.
So they're doing a global treaty, though. The Russians and the Chinese do this everywhere. And again, just like Righthaven, the copyright troll, just had their assets seized by federal marshals, they claim similar things and were defeated roundly in every court case that we've seen so far that went to court. But it's a fraud. It's made up. The lawyers are attempting to tell people you've got to have permission to shoot video of a street corner if there's a McDonald's sign. No, as long as you're under news and information and free speech, you're covered. So it's a fraud, but they tell you you can't show an image of Walmart that you took. That's our copyright. And then there's no judge, no jury, no nothing. They just take your website down. It's the incredible arbitrary fraud of this, and it's all just a power grab. It's like when McDonald's tried to take the name from the McDonald family and said you can't use this on your castle in Scotland that pays for itself by having a bed and breakfast in it. You can't call it McDonald Castle. And they said, well, this name is 1,600 years old. And they sued them. The McDonald's had to fight them and win. But it's this attempt to bring in this tyranny.
Yeah, that they own everything. And, of course, the Internet, and I'm discovering this after 6 days of being out of power and off the Internet. The Internet, I don't think we recognize how much we've come to rely on it and how much we've almost eliminated other means of communication. And that's when I get a little bit nervous, when I start saying, okay, so we've got this system. It works really well for us advocates to find each other. But if they take it away, we don't have backup systems.
Stay there. Let's talk about that. Long segment coming up with Dr. Catherine Albrecht.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today. Complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
My friends, it is so incredible to see what's happening in our society. To witness world government being announced, global currencies being pushed as a solution to all the world's problems, imminent attack on Iran unless we get the word out and stop this. Total surveillance, lampposts going up all over the country with microphones and cameras in them. This was already happening 13 years ago. It's in my film Police State 2000 I put out in 99. I have the documents from 1998. This is a criminal group that has set up a fraud. The public is living in a false reality. And they are setting up a giant DARPA-controlled grid that, known as the Internet, that is meant to absorb society, make it cashless, track everything, and then add fines and fees. That's another problem with cashless society. Oh, we'll put $5 fee on all your transactions. Now you pay to keep your money with us. Now companies make you get automatic transfer. Now you can't use that cash in that secondhand transaction. Now Homeland Security came out yesterday and said paying with cash is suspicious. And they told hotels, spy on people. Dig through your luggage. But nobody digged through the Fed's luggage, all caught bringing in narcotics. Catherine, you were getting in, and we're going to go to some calls here, but I want to kind of shut up for 10 minutes or so and give you the floor here. I want you to run through for people, because you were getting into the fact that it's being set up to where we can't operate without it, and old communication systems are going away. Like, a lot of people want to continue to have pirate FM, micro FM. I think it's a great idea, as long as it doesn't interfere with the commercial spectrum. Now they're handing FM translators to all the big companies to put on mindless stuff like comedy or whatever. No local programming, no local interest, nothing that serves the community. And now the FCC's been talking about making it to where you can't pick up a reception in your new digital radio with all the cars coming out unless it's got a code authorizing it. So even if you put up, like they used against the Soviets, a pirate FM in, say, Romania, it won't even be picked up by the phone, just like they can blacklist Infowars.com or alternative media. People need to realize we're entering a time where you're not just going to be able to tune into all this. People need to appreciate it. They need to understand how important it is. They need to tell everybody now about Infowars.com, about the 27-hour transmission and the free video streams that are up there right now to create a viral spread of this information. They need to donate at Infowars Money Bomb so we can... I tell people sign up at the InfoWars Insider because we've been told by our experts that email is something that even if they shut us all down with that list, I could still write articles or with compression do short audios or videos and encode that and send that out to people. So we need people to sign up there for that free newsletter. I mean, we really are mounting an assault against the globalists who've created this artificial habitat for us that they're now phasing us into. So, Catherine, you've got the floor. I want you to break down what you were getting into, the threats you see, other facets, other areas, the whole futurist system, what's driving this, what the master plan is, then we'll go to calls.
Well, and that's what I want to get into is some of the solutions. You're talking about, you know, sending out encrypted email, getting people onto InfoWars. These are all things that people should be doing. And, you know, I'll send anybody who will ask me, hey, where do I get the information? I'll say, you know, InfoWars.com. I've got my websites up. You know, there's a lot of places out there where people can go. You do an extraordinary job of being a clearinghouse for a lot of that. But let me also tell you, in terms of encryption, and when we start talking solutions, what drives me crazy is when people on our team, people who ought to know better, are sending those emails through Gmail, for example, or signing up for Google Voicemail, for example, because Google is reading all those emails. And if they're using Google as their search engine, and I've told your listeners many times before, startpage.com is the company that I recommend as an alternative to Google. And because Google is reading all of the searches that you do. So if you go in there and you search for global control grid, or you search for offshore tax havens, or you search for smart meter opposition, whatever it is you're putting in there, the fact that you typed it in, Google is using, and they are creating these incredibly detailed profiles. We know that one of the founders of Google said he wants the company to become like the mind of God. If you look at that, you say, okay, so they're scanning in all the world's books. They have become the primary means of communication in this country today, believe it or not, because that's where you go if you want to figure out, you know, ask your question. Hey, give me a recipe for cinnamon toast, or give me, tell me what's the latest on the power outage, or whatever it might be. People log on to Google unthinkingly. So there are some tools out there that people can use. One of them is SSL encryption. And the reason this is important, and I'm going to take a minute, and I usually don't like to get too technical on people, so I'll explain this. SSL stands for Secure Socket Layer Encryption. And what it does is it takes your communication through the Internet, which normally goes out wide open. It's like a postcard versus a sealed envelope with, you know, a bunch of layers of duct tape on it. That's the difference. When you send an email or you log on to a website, you are essentially sending a postcard to your Internet service provider. That's your Charter, your AT&T, your Verizon, whoever's giving you your net connection is monitoring where you go. They're monitoring what you send They have the capability of reading your email. If you are sending from or to a Gmail account, a Yahoo account, or a Hotmail account, and many of these other free email services, not only that, but you're sending a postcard that they are reading and recording. So they take all the words out of your email, they put that into your giant profile, and the only way you can protect yourself against that level of observation is through SSL encryption. Now, people may remember a couple of years ago there was something called Pretty Good Privacy, or PGP. Really hard to implement, not very popular. I tried to use it myself, and I'm a privacy person. Even I said, oh, this is a pain. So the whole PGP privacy thing, Start Page is working on an email program that will be totally private, totally encrypted, and will incorporate PGP. It's going to be called Start Mail. It's coming out probably the end of 2012. But in the meantime, Start Page, and if people don't know what that is, Alex, you know, it's the private search engine that people need to be using instead of Google, because they don't record all of the stuff you do. They don't record your IP address. They don't record your searches. They don't know your identity. They don't use tracking cookies. And I can vouch for them because I'm actually now a VP with the company after having him as a guest on the show a couple years back. So StartPage just made an announcement this week that they have switched over to complete SSL encryption. And now what that means is that when you log on to StartPage and you make a search, so let's say you look up offshore tax havens, or you look up InfoWars, or, you know, the latest story that we've got out there. I don't know, maybe those electric lights, the street lights that can listen to you. So when you search for that in Google, they know it. Or you look for Ron Paul, they know who all the supporters are. But if you go to Start Page and you search for that, what is new is now not only does Start Page not record you at startpage.com, but your ISP can't see what you're doing with Start Page. So your ISP no longer can record your searches. Now, the thing that has people a little confused, though, is if you click on a link. So let's say you go on. It's just like Google, by the way. And, in fact, StartPage now returns 100% Google results totally privately. So we go to Google. We grab Google's results. We strip everything away from them, and then we reserve them to you. So when you go there, if you click on a link, now you're leaving the SSL encryption. You lose that encrypted protection unless you do one thing, and we're the only search engine that offers this. Click the word proxy. There's actually a little link under your search results for the outside third-party website. It'll say view through IxQuick proxy. Now, if you click that, so let's say you want to go to a government website. You know, I tried to go to just the National Weather Service website, and I have a whole bunch of things on my computer that alert me when they're doing stuff. And I had something saying, they're running a script on this page. They're loading cookies into my browser. I was like, get me out of here. So I went to startpage.com. I punched in National Weather Service.
And you were able to get there. Well, go ahead and finish up.
Well, what they do is StartPage gets the National Weather Service, loads it for me, and the National Weather Service never sees me, can't put a cookie on my browser, can't run a script, doesn't even know that I was there, and my ISP doesn't know I went to the National Weather Service because everything is now encrypted. So it's pretty much the most private way you can surf the Internet, and I'm excited.
Well, it certainly is. Now, going back here, though, we all know that authoritarian regimes go through your mail, and people would get mad if the post office was going through their mail, which they now do. But if it's digital mail, oh, we're just going to have an AI computer read that, scan that, put it in your algorithm, and these companies are all on record doing this, and then you learn they have a partnership with the government because you, when you sign up the terms, don't understand you're waiving your rights. Now that's given to the government. And now we see the big mega corporations basically trying to get government to just fully sign government power over to them. It is completely predatory. I want to go to some phone calls, but Catherine, I know you've been tracking this. Is it even kind of still amazing you to actually see it happening where there's all these calls now to start censoring the alternative media? I mean, I see that as a real coming of age for the alternative media becoming the true dominant media. But it's also scary, the perfect storm of government, major corporations, and media that are all on the hot seat getting together now, spinning the end of the Internet as we know it, as members of Congress that have read this bill have said.
The Internet is the biggest threat that they have ever faced, because for the first time in all of history, in the history of humanity, millions of people can communicate with one another instantaneously, and the government hates that. Now, they're more than happy if you want to communicate and say, oh, how much you really love their, you know, President Obama's latest bill, but if you're going to get on there and talk about how much you know what's really going on, then they got to put an end to that. So they are coming up with, you know, whether it's terrorism or shutting down on financial crimes, they're going to come up with a reason, they're going to have an excuse, and they're going to find ways, first of all, to monitor. This is what I was saying at the beginning of the show. You monitor first, and then you start clamping down. And that is why, again, I'm just going to repeat it, people need to find ways to use the Internet and get out of the monitoring. Anybody writing, I'm to the point where I almost won't even answer a Gmail. If you write to me from a Gmail account, I don't want to write you back, because I know that everything I say to you, I may as well be saying into a megaphone.
Well, let me expand on that. We have people that sign up for our emails, but if they're with Gmail or others, Gmail will complain and call our mail spam. So, I mean, they're just total Nazis. They're out of control. And I agree, we should try to do alternative systems and develop those systems outside of Big Brother's purview. But we should politically and legally try to challenge the entire unconstitutional action on its face as well. Catherine, I want to get an update on your health, because everybody's obviously praying for you and concerned about you here in a moment. But let's start getting the calls now, because I know you've got to leave at the end of the hour, because we're going to leave the Genesis Network at that point, and that's how you're connected to us. And then we are going to transfer over to the rest of the 27-hour-plus live transmission with George Norrie, David Icke, and many others coming up today. If you want to donate, it's InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. You can also call toll-free, 888-253-3139. And we have deals going where you can get, what is this, all 14 of my films that are on DVD for $99.95 instead of $349. That's the Alex Jones Everything Special. We never offered it at that price. It's a Money Bomb special, so you get great tools to wake yourself up more and those around you and support us. Also, you got the Alex Jones Classic DVD Special, and that is five films for $29.95. It's actually six films, because the one of them has two films on it. Then we've got also the Patriot Flags. We've got all of those to help, you know, spread the word with your neighbors and others. We have the Essential Alex Jones, my five best-selling films for $24.95, all available at InfoWars.com. We've now cut the bumper stickers down to absolute cost, normally $25 for the variety pack, now $5.95. Certainly get the word out against the globalists with that. We are pulling out all the stops. For $19.95, you can get my four films on 9/11, the 9/11 documentary special. Let's go to your phone calls. We'll take a lot more as the 27 hours continues. A lot of folks would just let the guests talk, and as I've been doing a little bit today, and mainly take calls, but we've got so much info. I tend to not be like most talk show hosts that just rely on calls. It probably would be better, though, to take more calls, because I always hear the calls and rebroadcast and wish I took more. So we'll do that for the rest of this hour and the entire next hour and then more coming up. We've also got some other surprises coming up, so stay with us. Let's talk to Mike in Wisconsin. You're on the air with Dr. Catherine Albrecht. Go ahead.
Catherine, it's a pleasure. Alex, you're the man. What's up?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you for joining us. Are you watching us on the free video streams at InfoWars.com, or are you listening?
Yes, I am. I'm watching online right now. And also, I'm glad you guys are talking about online communication, because I'm in my mid-20s, and I've learned there's lots of other ways to communicate online. I don't know if Catherine's ever heard of Internet Relay Chat?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny. IRC was my big addiction back in graduate school. So, yeah, I'm a huge fan of IRC, Internet Relay Chat, absolutely.
Are you talking about, like, BBS systems, and then you've got all...
Yeah. Exactly. And the nice thing about it, you can actually set them up from computer to computer. So if you've got the skills or have a friend with the skills, you can actually set up an encrypted stream just between you and a single other person. I mean, there's a lot of ways you can use it. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of IRC. It's kind of fallen out of favor with Facebook and everything else. But, yeah, I'd say that would be a great thing for people to revive.
That you're aware of it, because, you know, there are a lot of us out there that still know how to use programs like that, and you know, we'll try to keep it alive and keep the word out for things like that. But real quick,
yeah,
Alex,
and you know, keep developing the new systems, because what we need to be doing, and this is what I love about StartPage, you know, when they passed this thing that said, hey, we want to start, all of the ISPs have to log all the traffic that people do, all the websites you go to, we were like, whoa, time out. How can we technologically, in this era where we got so many skills, you know, we got great technology on our team, on the Freedom team. And so the team there at StartPage, we got together and said, all right, so how do we get around it? And so that's how we came up with the proxy. We said, yeah, log away, ISPs, be my guest. You record every place I go because you won't be able to see a darn thing. I can go to 100 websites in a day and you won't know.
Well, here's a San Francisco Chronicle article today. Smart meter. Send almost 10,000 signals a day. I mean, yeah, instead of a guy coming by once a week to find out what you used, oh, we're Greeks bearing gifts, Troy. Take our Trojan horse, and then it's tagged onto your bill to pay for something, spying on what you watch on TV, and you tell somebody this. I'd tell people this stuff 10 years ago. They'd laugh at me. Now it's in their face. I mean, this is such an out-of-control system. Sir, you had a question?
I actually run We Are Change Milwaukee, and I know this is a little off topic, but I'm gonna be quick. The General Assembly in Milwaukee, I offered to debate some of the leaders on camera, you know, in the public eye, and they denied me. And I started to investigate deeper into the leadership of the Occupy Milwaukee movement, and I found out that one of the leaders is actually part of the Freedom Road Socialist organization.
Now, almost, listen. The socialists know they're not popular, so they call for a demonstration against Wall Street corruption that's actually funding socialism, and then the well-meaning people show up, and then the socialists come and don't say who they are and try to co-opt it. But they've pretty much failed. That's why they're now going to billy club them. It may be to actually make people have sympathy for them to some more come out. I'm not sure, but Catherine, what's your view on the whole Occupy Wall Street situation?
Well, you know, they're not our team, that's for sure. The people out there. And, you know, the more they call for socialism, the more the big corporations are going to say, oh, please don't throw me in the briar patch, anything but the government takeover of our business. They'd love nothing more for the government and the corporations to become one, because then it'll be them against us, and they're going to be like the 800-pound gorilla on their end of the teeter-totter, and we'll just be the little tiny, you know, 5-pound public. So they would love, you know, George Soros, it's been said, is behind a lot of this stuff, because they would totally love total fascism, where the government takes over all the banks, creates a big world bank, takes over all the businesses, all the petroleum companies, creates one big global system. The fat cats will eat at the trough, and we little guys will have zero power because they'll control everything, all consolidated.
Well, Jesse Ventura was on yesterday, and he's like, I think Occupy Wall Street's good, at least the folks he's talked to, and I've run into a lot of them. You know, they're tired of Wall Street taking over Washington. Well, it's actually certain elements, the megabanks, the globalists that have taken it over, who've gotten the tens of trillions. It's not more money that's needed in taxes. It's that we need our money back that's gone offshore. You know, the big banks won't loan our own money we gave them, and then we pay them back interest on the bailout we gave them. I mean, that's the message you've got to get. And I've tried to go to Occupy Wall Street. Rob Jacobson has. So many others. And their leaders come over and they say, listen, you get out of here with that. Okay, we want socialism. Now, the crowds themselves are good people. And they always say there's no leader here. But it turns out time and time again, it is the Democratic Party. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I got to say, you know, I'm all for the crowds out there because they're doing the right thing. They're standing up and they're trying to get them and trying to say enough is enough. We're sick of it. What is disgusting to me is what always happens. We saw it over in Egypt, too. You had the public rise up and say no. And then crafty powers that be are working behind the scenes to figure out how to take that momentum and turn it into something ugly. So I would say to all the Occupy folks, you guys rock. But be very careful who you're listening to, because if you're listening to people who say the government has to take over the corporations, you're hearing the wrong message. That's not going to be the solution. That's going to leave you even more powerless when those two forces consolidate and then together work against you. We're really going to be in trouble.
You're right. Let's go quickly to calls. Ivan in Florida, welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, brother.
I wanted to take a voice because you have Cass Nolbright on the show. And
yes,
she's
hi, Ivan.
Expert in RFID technology and things of that nature.
Right.
Yeah, I noticed.
Go ahead.
You know, in the toll roads, how you have the scanners that read the, you can buy a Sun Pass, things of that,
yes.
And you don't have to pay the tolls. Well, I've noticed
right.
in Orlando here, they've been putting those on public roads. And I was wondering if
yes.
that's just like a local phenomenon, or is it, or have you noticed that?
No, it's nationwide.
No, but let me tell you, you SunPass people were the guinea pigs, in fact. You guys were the very first. The SunPass down in Florida was the first state that had those toll transponders used to experiment with traffic surveillance. And so what's happening now is anybody stupid enough and lazy enough to have a toll transponder on their windshield instead of stopping and paying cash like all good Americans who value their freedom ought to do, you guys are the vanguard of total automobile tracking, and it's happening right now. They can put a reader for that anywhere in the country. They're putting them in gantries. That's the overpasses on the freeway, miles from the toll roads. And
I saw an article, Catherine, 10 years ago where San Francisco was doing it.
That's right. They're doing it. And, you know, you want to speak about RFID. The other thing you don't want to do, please don't get a toll transponder. If you have one, get rid of it. My husband and I call it the privacy tax. We spend a little longer in line. We have to actually carry cash with us, but that's what protects your privacy. The other thing you don't want to get, and if you have one, tear it up, is an enhanced driver's license to get into Canada or Mexico.
It's got an RFID, same thing with the passport, but expanding on that, Catherine. It's not only that, we've got to keep using cash as much as we can, or they're going to totally phase it out.
Amen. Amen. So, you know, start doing your grocery shopping with cash, folks. Start doing everything you do with cash. You know, they always say use it or lose it with your muscles. Use it or lose it with your privacy, and especially with your cash. One thing I want to say, though, the passports, the booklet passports, have a read range of about 2 inches. The enhanced driver's licenses, though, have a read range of 35 feet. They're not encrypted, and in fact, every Walmart that is using RFID to read the underwear shelf, not making this up, the actual underwear, can read your enhanced driver's license right through your purse or pocket as you stand there in front of the underwear. No exaggeration, absolutely 100%.
And by the way, the globalists,
Walmart can't even prevent it.
The globalists are super ultra bold, and they know that with all this RFID, it's going to cause a rash of identity theft. Their answer will then be RFID with a biometric print. That's how they're going to force this in. I appreciate your call there from Florida. Good to hear from you. Catherine, how's your health?
Well, you know, I'm doing good. I've got a new blog to let people know. My regular website's CatherineAlbright.com, where all my radio archives are. But I just started a blog at WordPress.CatherineAlbright.com. Love to hear from people. But I'm posting updates on my health. I am almost done with chemotherapy, starting radiation therapy, feeling actually really strong and really fantastic. So I think I'm going to beat this thing.
Well, praise God for that, and the prayers certainly won't hurt. Catherine, I really appreciate you spending time with us here on the 4th annual InfoWars Money Bomb. I look forward to speaking to you in the future.
Hey, congrats with that 27-hour thing. You go, Alex.
Hey, I just ate something. I'm feeling good now. Thank you, Catherine. All right, now we've got a bunch of other guests coming up, but this hour is going to be wide open. Michael, Tommy, and Patrick, and Jared, they need to be given off-air, John, the call-in number at our studio so I can go to them first before I give out the general number for everybody else. I'm going to come back into the fifth hour of the 27-hour transmission on the other side. It won't be on Genesis or the satellite. You've got to go to InfoWars.com to find the free audio and video streams right now. 20-plus hours more coming up. 22 hours straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.